Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back, and we are turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Going to give a shout-out to Jake Rudock. And people are going to say, who's Jake Rudock? Well, if you remember from Michigan, he played quarterback in Michigan a few years ago, Chris. And when he got out, you know, he's bounced around the league a bit. He currently is on the Dolphins practice squad. So you don't hear much about him. And that probably makes all that he does off the gridiron pretty impressive, because this guy is not doing it for the props or anything like that, Chris. You know, people just have a hard time recognizing the name Jake Rudock. But just this past week, Chris, he down in Florida, he went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School down there, and he got together with one of the Dolphins alumni, Troy Drayton. And they actually are involved with, Rudock's gotten involved with the custom cleats, My Cause, My Cleats, which is what the NFL's doing right now. And what happened was he went into a certain school down there, and you choose one player. And the Dolphins have done this for a while. They choose one player, and they actually get him a nice custom kind of cleat, and they have a cause that that goes with the cleat, Chris. And he picked out a cause, you know, both of them, Drayton and him. Rudak's cause was the Jack and Jill's Children's Center, and that's provides early education for working families. And Drayton presented cleats to another guy that were designed to raise awareness for autism. But it's just a great. There's pictures on the Miami website. And Rudock he's also outside of the My Cause, My Cleats campaign, Chris. He does an awful lot of work for something called the Chad Tough Foundation. This has to do with pediatric brain tumors. And it's named after Chad Carr, who is the grandson, actually, of former Michigan coach Lloyd Carr. He passed away at the age of 5. So Rudock has got really involved with that. But you got to love a guy like him, Chris. Not that famous, but, you know, he's using any celebrity he has as an alumnus of St. Thomas Aquinas to throw it out there. And he just became familiar with that Jack and Jill Children's Center during his time when he was in high school. So and I just love what he said on the website. He says, you know, it's great going back to my old high school. I got a couple of coaches that I still know there. But when you see kids, you know, he says it's up to us to get these kids involved. And that's the great thing about what he does, this My Cleats campaign. It's he talks to people about getting involved in charitable things, whatever it may be. It's not just My Cause, My Cleats. So we got to give a good shout out to Rudock. You know, a guy that's not, well, I just hope he stays on a practice squad, Chris. But guess what? If he's not playing football, he's the kind of guy that's still going to do great things in his community. So great job, Jake Rudock.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic story, Bob. And, you know, to your point, a guy that is on a practice squad, you know, grinding away to, you know, hopefully make his NFL dream come true. So he's, you know, I'm sure spending a lot of time trying to get noticed and doing the things he needs to do in order to not only catch the eye of the coaches, but then ultimately be ready to play whenever that call comes. But here he is in the off time doing, you know, a number of different things. So that's fantastic stuff. So kudos to Jake Rudock. Bob, tonight I'm putting my spotlight on Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. He won the Community MVP Award from the NFL Players Association last year. He opened up a new robotics lab at Operation Breakthrough in Kansas City, which provides a safe space and an educational opportunity, you know, a lot of different educational opportunities for kids who are underserved in the Kansas City area. The new lab is available to 175 kids from 3 local elementary schools, as well as 100 freshmen at a nearby high school. He donated $45,000 to build the facility, half from his 87 and Running Foundation and the rest of that money out of his own pocket. He did, you know, there's another aspect to what he does. And he did this, you know, he's got a walk the walk fashion show that he puts on every year for with Kansas City Chief players and that sort of thing. That benefits local hospitals. He was, you go back to his childhood. He's a kid who struggled in school and at times, with a, kind of a lack of motivation, if you will, to do it, get his schoolwork done. And many of the people that when he was growing up that he considered his role models, people, not his parents and that sort of thing, but other role models in and around the community, they would go on to their success and whatever career they had. And they never came back to the hometown to kind of help other people, get a step up and, to kind of share their success stories. And that's something that hit him kind of hard because he felt, when he got to the status that he is, obligated to provide opportunities for disadvantaged youth and to help them aspire to, get out of whatever their current situations are. He wanted to make sure that he held himself accountable for going back and being a part of the community to help other people get a step up. He's got a passion for changing situations for, whatever the kids are experiencing, whatever they're going through, to help inspire them to reach for their dreams, to become productive citizens. And he does that through mentoring programs. He does that through motivating and exploring, what are their capabilities? What are these kids capable of? What are they passionate about? And he's going to be right there trying to help them with get the life skills that they're going to need to follow whatever that is. And he's, what a tremendous, individual he is. He wants to make sure that he's going to be right there with them, providing whatever support they need. His foundation goes back to 2015. So he has been committed to those kids ever since that time. And he stays a part of their lives. And as they, continue to grow and do the things that they want to do. So kudos to Travis Kelce. I just think it's a tremendous thing, to recognize the whatever deficiencies you saw in your life. And say, okay, how can I make sure kids don't go through that very same thing? And how can I make sure that that doesn't happen? And giving them educational opportunities and other things. And like I say, the most important part of that is he's sticking right with those kids so that that they know that he cares. And he is not going to be some of the things that he saw growing up where people went off and became successful and didn't come back to help that community. So kudos to Travis Kelce, Bob.
That's a tremendous story, Chris. And while you're reading it, I'm thinking to myself, he could have been one of those guys that went down the wrong path. So that, it's not a built-in excuse. You could rise above things. And this guy is a walking billboard for that. And my goodness, we've known the Kansas City Chiefs to do great things, Chris. We've featured many of those guys. We have friends like Eddie Kennison, J.J. Burden, do tremendous things to this day. So kudos to him for keeping that tradition going. And again, there's a reason why this segment is our favorite, because it works for everyone. And to just bring out that positive stuff, Chris, amid all the crap that's going on in the world today, that's why we do this show, right?
That's exactly right. And, Bob, you've been, pretty religious about putting out your sort of knucklehead of the week kind of thing that so we see a lot of that going on, whether it's in football or just in sports from athletes in general. It's certainly out there to be found. We're sort of the opposite of that here. We're trying to give you guys the positive stuff because it doesn't get the play that it deserves. And it's out there. I mean, it's not that hard to find. I mean, you go on a team's websites and it's there. You do a brief Google search and you're going to find it there. The upside is for the 1 or 2% of the time where we're hearing about the Antonio Browns out there being a knucklehead, there's all these guys are out there doing great things in the community. So that's why we have this segment of the show. And as Bob, have you said many times, it's the favorite part of our show for both of us.
Yeah, we want to limit the knucklehead posts, Chris, but we still bring it up because I think there's a decent thing. We have to show people how not to act, but these guys will surpass them any day with our respect. So we'll keep doing it, and there's never a shortage of it, and that's the great thing.
All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks to Yale head coach Tony Reno, former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins, and our five-star picks of the week. Tony is tremendous every single week. Dennis McKinnon, former Bears wide receiver. What a great segment that was. And former Pro Bowl quarterback Drew Bledsoe, and very insightful stuff from Drew as well. So all four guys, can't thank them enough for being a part of the show. And Bob, as always, getting to share this show and my Thursday nights with you is a true privilege.
Well, the honor is mine, Chris. That was a very, very fun and talented quartet tonight. And, wow, I really enjoyed that show. We'll do it in a few weeks again, right?
That's right. And as we said with Tony, we've got Halloween coming up next Thursday night, so we'll spare everybody the doorbell rings in the background. And then we've got a couple other things going on, you know, certainly for me from a travel perspective. So we'll be back with you on Thursday, November the 21st. And that night, we're going to be joined by our good friend and another should-be Hall of Famer. That's former Dolphins left tackle Richmond Webb. We'll kick off the show there. We'll cross over into boxing. We haven't done that in a while, so we'll go back over to boxing with former heavyweight contender Jerry Cooney. He's got a new book that's coming out, and certainly looking forward to hearing his stories. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, we've got a great friend that we met earlier this year, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Board of Directors, James Allen. He'll be back with us as well, as will Tony, of course, with our five-star picks of the week. So a great show coming up for you in a few weeks. On social media, how can you keep track of all the things that we're doing? Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit both of us on Facebook. Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, and we've got a show page as well, Thursday Night Tailgate. Hit that like button. We'd really appreciate that very much. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll find out who our upcoming guests are. We've got our guest schedule right there for you. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. Can't thank those guys enough. Go over to Podbean.com. They've got, you know, great podcasts across all genres. They've got this show, Thursday Night Tailgate. They've got our golf show, Next on the Tee. You can take a look at both of those shows. Download the Podbean app. That way you can take us with you everywhere you go. And like I say, those folks have been truly a wonder and really supportive of the show. So kudos to those folks and their partnership with us. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, we'll do it again in a few weeks. And again, a lot of fun tonight. We want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, who does a tremendous job with our intro and ads. So we want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, or until a few weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.